Yo, 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 what up, Bully and the Beast? It's your favorite producer, man, Angelo. It's the new year. You know, L'Oreal definitely on vacation somewhere taking pictures, as Wax says. Wax, I'm giving Wax top some time off, man. Shout out to Wax, man, for holding it down over these past couple episodes. Trying to get the gang back together, man. We're trying to be in the studio ASAP. All three of us. You hear me? So that's what we're working on now, Bully and the Beast. But until then, we got a best of episode. This is the best, my favorite parts, my top 11 parts, my top 11 favorite parts of 2023. I say 11 and not 10 because I thought I did 10, but I actually edited an 11 by accident. So we're going to do a top 11. Fuck it. A bonus. we're going to get right into it. Oh, first off, before we get into it, you know, shout out to the Ravens, you know, my squad in first place, Baltimore, even though I'm a New York nigga, you know, I'm a Baltimore fan because they gave my boy Ray Rice the chance, man. They drafted my boy. 2008 from New Rochelle, New York, baby. Westchester, what up? Man, it's the hometown. So Ravens got me because of that. And, bro, yeah, I just finished watching this Cat Williams podcast interview. God damn, with Shannon Sharp. Yeah, man. I, you know, it takes balls to be airing people's dirty laundry out like that, you know? What else happened, man? Jeffrey Epstein's list came out. They talking about Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking out here in orgies. Yes, please. Touch me harder. How's that song go? Harder, better, faster, stronger. Do it. That's what makes me stronger. Crazy. But anyways, you know, I ain't the host, bro. I'm just a producer. But we're going to get right into this show, okay? My first favorite clip is when we had Gumbo on board. Big Gumbo, the biggest. And they was talking about how about having sex in a car. Let's get into it.
Yeah, I can imagine fucking somebody and they're on the phone talking to Siri, doing whatever, like with some disrespectful, like Wax, I think is a little disrespectful. He says that he smokes a blunt while a girl gets her head.
I love it. I mean, that's how I start.
I seen on the internet, I can't remember, but the dude ash in the bitch's head.
Okay. Yo, watch. Family. What she do, bite it?
Disrespectful for me is like nasty shit that I want you to do. Like maybe spit in my mouth, which I think is real nasty.
But if I fuck with
you, like we're going to do that. You know what I mean? That's disrespectful to me. But being on the phone with somebody, I'd be like, nah, your shit got to be trash. There's no way that I could talk on the phone and call Alex if I'm getting my shit fucking...
Wire.
You get what I'm saying? Like I couldn't understand. I couldn't. And I couldn't understand somebody be like, Siri, next time. I'm like, nigga, what?
Amazing. Yeah,
niggas will do disrespect, like crazy shit. Like, Luca used to lick my eyeballs. Yo, I was like,
now that's some disrespectful shit.
I mean, she loved it. So,
but that should be sticky because he smoked so much weed.
I'm not going to lie. That might be top three. Most disrespectful bedroom thing.
Yeah.
I used to duck girls' head into the sink in the cold water.
That's great.
Yeah, why would he do something like this?
No, because all the coldness, like when it goes a certain place of your body, the rest of the body try to get warm and explode.
Don't you love how he has all these theories that don't make sense?
I always tell people, you have a problem like constipation, put your feet in cold water when you're taking a shit. Just put your feet in cold water and all the blood is going to flush down to your feet. So all this right here going to be vulnerable and weak and you're going to have to take shit.
Okay. All right. So does he fuck with this girl moving forward or hell no?
Hell no.
Hell no, right?
She's not building your pride, bro.
This bitch got a whole playlist and there's a bunch of niggas on there.
She from the project.
But I'm not even going
to
lie.
To the streets, bro.
He was fucking her in a car. Like, that alone is like, nigga, what is happening here?
I mean, them used to be the good times.
That's what he wanted. That's what she wanted.
Yeah.
That's a little rough. Like, that to me, y'all ever fucked in a car?
Fuck yeah.
What are you talking about, Gloria?
First time we had
She raped me in the car. She fucked me in her car.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I took him down in my car.
I know that's serious. I know that's right.
And he's been with me ever since.
Gangsta.
Crab legs.
The lemon peppers.
Yo,
he didn't even know he liked seafood.
I'm trying to be all cool and shit. She pull over, and I'm like, "What the fuck? She pulling over for?"
Yeah.
So she like, I ain't saying nothing. She was pull over, and lay my chair back and get to work. I said, wow.
I know the fuck right.
And I ain't leave her ever since.
I know that's right. So any accidents almost ever happened, like, while you were driving and anything ever went down? Because it happened to me, so that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm giving
happened.
Him head, and he's yeah. been like swerved or whatever.
But, right. yeah, but did you die?
No. No,
no, no. Hey, did you die, though?
He died from the head.
No, but he has nine lives.
I know. That's God, how many God left? How many left?
I don't know. He's almost there. I got life insurance.
All right. This next moment that I like, that I enjoy from Bully and the Beast, is when Wax was talking about, look, we don't want to injure anybody. We just want to hurt them when it comes to football. We just want to make people want to, when we play teams, we make them want to quit and make them want to just tune in.
You know, how do you feel when it comes to people doing their job versus things that happen? Now, you play sports, mm-hmm. and the situation that happened with DeMar is that you're playing a game. You know that this game has injuries. You know the risk that this yes. game has. You know that y'all hit each other in the head, just like boxing. So many sure. things and risks that you guys have when you go into this sport. Do you think that they should have continued this game after what happened on the field?
I mean, I played ball for years and I never seen that right there. I knocked people out. You know what I'm saying? I put people on the stretcher, people, and we sometimes celebrate like, oh, that was a good hit and stuff, but we found out the person was really hurt. Prayers up. We all come around as brotherhood, because that's what this thing's at the end of the day. I'm not sure if Skip Bayless played football or something to know what that brotherhood and stuff is about. Certain things, you know, I expect to somebody to almost die, they might have to shut the game down.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I seen people with broke legs. I'm talking about leg almost coming off, arms like hanging. I seen broke fingers, you know, playing in Jersey. Frostbitten, we was freezing out there. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen a lot of crazy things to where the games didn't get stopped. But, you know, certain things, you know, this guy basically died on the field.
Died twice.
He died on the field, bro.
And like, not so, only that, I think like to hear it versus seeing what went down on that field when you saw the players and how they were crying. Like, these are the toughest men that we look at. Like, when it brotherhood. Comes to, you get what I'm saying? And not just that, it's the fact that it's like one of those players actually collided with him. It wasn't his fault. Whatever happened is what happened. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you want that man to get back out there and play after he did what everybody else did on the field, but one person didn't get back up? I just couldn't imagine. And like you said, it's one thing for an injury, it's another thing for someone to die.
Yes.
Not once or twice. This is a person you play with every day. Like, and with Skip Bayless, I understand you have a job. We all have a job. We all have things that's necessary that we have to talk about. But, like, it is human decency. And when we look at what these guys go through moving forward, like, I dated a football player once upon a time in my life. And, like, now I'm not even going to talk about who exactly. But, like, now, like, I see the effects of what he went. Like, I promise you, he's not the same person. And me and him have had conversations where he said his mental has been off, and a big part of it was because of football, and him hitting his head and him colliding with people. And at first you think like, oh, okay. But then like, I actually, like, we had conversations and I'm like, he really needs help. Like, it's nothing that I could have helped him with. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. And like, when we don't know what the situation is with this young man. But what I do know is that he almost lost his life, and he almost lost his life on the field on national TV, in front of fans, in front of friends, peers. And there's family. No absolute way on God's green earth should y'all have continued that game, because that would have been the most inhumane, disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. That's like if somebody's boxing, they fall and you like keep hitting him. Like,
nah, it's over.
What are we talking
Shut it
about?
Down.
These guys cannot even, they're not even a state of mind. I can imagine being at work and somebody dropping dead in front of me and them telling me, go ahead and go back to work.
You know, I was really, we was all kind of crazy, you know, doing bike week every year. You know what I'm saying? We go out there wilding on the bikes and stuff like that. And I was seeing people riding past people dead on the street by accidents and stuff. Sometimes we pull over and just to go to the gas station, just to get our head clear. You see what I'm saying? But right now, it was like a lot of times, some people pulled off and got hit again just because they're not even at the right state of mind. These guys out here is probably going to tiptoe. And when you tiptoe on that field and you ain't 10 toes down on that field and right mind state, you're going to get hurt too.
You'll get hurt too.
And nobody got time for that. No hesitation. Not because just that.
They something. Don't give a fuck. The fucking NFL owner, the team money. Owner, they don't care as hell about money. When you die, mm-hmm. they're just like, cool, that was ratings. And now everybody's talking about NFL. Ouch. Like, please be clear. Please be fucking clear. So y'all and always stand together. And always, we not fucking playing. Like, yeah, what?
Football is a big brotherhood. Very, very big brotherhood. I play with all different races. I play with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't care who that next person is next to me. I got to eat, sleep, shit, and, you know, go through this pain and go through this suffering that we got to go through together. You get this brotherhood. So anybody that play football, you know, like the different frats and fraternities and stuff, when you hear, oh, that's a cute dog too, you know what you had to go through to get there. So you got a little something for him. Me hearing this, I'm like, ah, man, it could have been me or one of my boys or one of my peoples. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, prayers go to you and your family, man. Hope he come out of this. Because, well, yeah. Skip, just slow down, man. Just watch what you say. You know what I'm saying? Because his mama might have to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Come on.
Right. All we know right now is that he's still sedated. His uncle came out and spoke. He said that he was resuscitated 2 times on the field.
I mean, he died.
He died twice.
Yes.
And, you know, it's Heart still stuff. Currently under investigation. I mean, they're still trying to figure out what happened, what went on. There's other players that are blaming the player that hit him.
No, honestly, you can't do that.
That's not the case. You can't do that.
Yeah.
He's super apologetic. I'm sure he's going through it. He did what he was taught to do every single day.
Yes, as much as we want to hurt the person, we don't want to hurt them.
Don't do that.
We want to hurt you. We don't want to injure you.
No, you want to stop them.
Okay, when we played ball, it was more of, I want to hit him so hard, he don't want to play football no more. He want to be an accountant. You see what I'm saying? When we played ball.
Well, maybe that is what the problem is.
Yeah, it was a problem, and that's what our coaches and that's what everybody expecting us to do.
The point should be to stop, not to injure.
Don't never injure. We never want nobody to injure. We want when we leave the football field, we shake hands. We all get in a line like this. We all shake each other's hands.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't say stop them to the point where they don't want to play no more, because that means they're injured to the point where they can't play no more.
Nah, some people just don't want to play no more because they got hit hard. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to ever injure nobody. Yeah, we don't want to injure nobody.
That's the point. But okay.
Okay, so this next part, this next favorite moment of mine is we had a woman send in a DM asking for advice that she wants to have a threesome with her ex and another man. And me personally, I can't do 2 dicks in a room. You know, unless everybody keep their eyes from the neck up. Keep your eyes from the neck up. You know what I mean? Look up here. But let's tune in. Let's check it out.
Okay, my ex wants a threesome.
Okay.
One with another girl and one with another guy.
Come on.
Yes, I have sex with my ex on the regular. Just wondering if I should open this can of worms. Mind you, I thought this would be the one I would marry. We had a small hiccup after being together for 5 years, separated, and within 6 months down the line, she gets pregnant. We have amazing sex. So I'm not sure if this will enhance things or ruin shit. Wax, don't let L'Oreal bully you on this. Keep it a buck.
Keep it a buzzock.
That's impossible.
So she's saying she got pregnant by the ex again? Or by another dude?
Nah, it's giving somebody else.
Yeah, I think it's giving somebody else.
But if it's him, either way, she got a baby. But he said ex, he would have said baby.
I mean, that's kind of wild. How old are y'all? And
who cares?
Because it's like, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? It's like, not all the girls is fucking. You see what I'm saying? So if you know, you have 2 guys in the room with a girl or something like that, that means she just bowed it or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if you still training or having sex with 2 guys
at wait, this so age, you think,
like, no, I'm saying like 2 guys, like you want to be in a room. Angela, I don't want to see
maybe it's a fantasy. Like, yeah, why do you want to be with 2 women? Maybe it's a fantasy.
Women are way more amazing. They got a whole lot more things.
Because you like women and she likes men. Corny.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got titties. Yeah, soft. You know what I'm saying? You know, with these fucking, you got cars outside. Nobody got time for that shit.
So no?
No 2 guys, a 2 girl thing, yes.
No, you can't go both. It's one of the, you can't go both ways. Boom, boom. It's one or the other. Like, either it's all or nothing.
I don't want to see. I mean, who's this guy and why would I want to see him?
You don't. It's for her. You said it's for the woman's pleasure.
It is for the woman's pleasure, so that's why we bring vibrators.
No, she wants two dicks.
Well.
Two dicks and two pussies.
You know that one that you sit down and got the thing that go like this? It's like the...
She don't want that.
We need to do something else. I don't want this guy. I want
to get... Am I thinking like threesome what? Like you, like she wants him to suck his dick too?
Why she... Yeah, she... Ah, Lord Jesus. What if he touched me? What if sweat touched me or some shit like that? Yo, what the fuck? I'm like, hold on, bro. You go all the way over there. It's
crazy.
So it got to be like, I'm smashing and you getting head. Or, I mean, we switch like that. But it's like...
I mean, she's really ultimately got to be the one to call the shots because she's the one that wants it.
Yeah, what's she like? I want one of my dick, one of my ass and one of my pussy.
Not me. I'd be like this. Fucking in the ass.
I know you would. That'd be out of control. Like, we see y'all kiss. Yeah, that's what we do. Like,
I wouldn't do that.
Let me see y'all kiss.
I would never do that. I promise you, I would never do that. But that's funny.
But what if you have somebody and they say that? They're like, yo,
I couldn't take two dicks. I don't know what she's doing. Like, I don't judge anybody. But if I think about it, like, I watch porn like that, and I'm just like, this is amazing. Like, this bitch is really, because like once you're back here, you have to focus on that kind of like that's like a lot. So, like, that's why sometimes, like, with gay guys, I'm like, yo, y'all the shit. Literally.
Yeah.
But, no, y'all the shit balls. Because that shit ain't easy. Like, and it's like, it's a certain, y'all know how you fuck bitches in the ass? Because I know some guys don't like that.
I mean, I don't know if they don't like it. It's like.
You do it here and there.
I mean.
Or you do it often. I don't know what that means. Too big?
No. Like, definitely I don't not know. Too big.
Because you just showed it your arm. So I'm mean, like, I, no, no,
I guess arms. I guess it's all the girls that I dealt with just don't like it. Or they
really?
Just, yeah.
Not but, one? So you don't do it?
I tried it plenty of times. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm saying? It's just it's just a different hole to a guy. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's like.
Nah, it's different. You don't fuck with it either. That's so crazy.
I mean, if a girl rocking and she like, I ain't putting my ass, I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't do that. Like, it's a fucking girl.
Okay, so then you do it and you're just like, it's just regular, like fucking.
It don't go down. It usually don't go down. It's the same old dumb shit. You there for mad long.
Trying to get it in.
Yeah, trying to get the shit in and all this type of shit. Lay on your stomach. Yeah, you try it that way. Just bend over.
It's so crazy because.
Spit, mad spit. You dry ass mouth now. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny you say that because I promise you my whole entire life, I'm like, never, I'm not fucking with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it'll be a person that you'll be like, oh, shit, it works. Like,
it worked.
Like, it worked. Yeah, and, like, it worked. Yeah. And then you, because my one homegirl used to swear by that shit.
No, I got some
and
that's
I'm like,
that's
yo, how is she on that like that? Like, that don't feel good. And then I got it. I was like, no, bitch, you was on to something. Like, bitch, you
He's
were on
it
on
early.
It. You were on it early.
Yeah.
I just think some people, like, even with sex, like, you just don't mesh. Yeah. Like, I feel like it got to be a particular
thing. Asshole got to open up, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they got to be comfortable.
Yes, got to be very comfortable. Your asshole got to open up. They ain't gotta
I think you
got to
be really drunk the first couple times. The drunk is the main thing. Like, you got to be OD drunk the first couple times.
I mean, a couple of times I did it. Like, I tried to do it, warm it up and try to put the vibrator in the ass while you fucking them in the back and shit like that.
You love a saying? Toy.
But listen, it helps
you
out.
Toys than motherfucking FAO sweats. No, business.
It brings the girls motivation. Girls want to explode. All that dudes be like, I made her come. Girls want to orgasm. Fuck all that coming shit. Like, I mean, not fuck all that coming
shit. I'm like, ain't that the same?
No. It's not
coming and orgasm isn't the same?
No way.
What's
girls
the difference?
Come all the time. Orgasm, you want that explosiveness, their whole face like change and they look at you like, fuck you, I hate you. And they get explosion and then they go cook. If she don't want to do nothing for you, you only make her cook. But I really forgot what I was going to say.
I know, because you always do. I thought that coming and orgasm was the same thing.
Nah, I'm coming is a totally different thing. I'm coming is cool. They can handle their cum. They cannot handle that orgasm. They're out of control. They locking up, they shaking, they doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not, if you're making a girl come, she can hold it. I'm nothing.
Yeah, it's the
whatever.
Same fucking thing. Anyway.
I'm getting lied to. They're great actors.
You're so funny. So, what's the solution?
I thought I told you like 5-10 seconds ago.
What is that? You don't remember what the question was. He doesn't remember what it was.
You don't know it either.
Two guys, two girls.
I mean, like I said, if y'all young, let's go ahead and do your thing.
They're not even together.
No, I'm just talking, I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not even really his bitch. So it's like, why not? Just do
it's
it.
It's all about me to have another guy in the room when I'm smashing.
He's fine like, with it.
It's different.
He's like, considering it. You might as well just do it.
I hear you. But back in the day when we used to do it, I never even knew.
But you did it before.
Yeah, I never even knew too many gay guys. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So were
when
you,
I was doing
so
it
you
back
felt,
in the day.
You feel like you're gay because you
No, had... I found out that a lot of my dudes, stop. I found out that a lot of the dudes that I grew up with in high school, even though he's married and stuff, I found out they was liking guys and stuff. So now it's like, hold on, motherfucker. I did something with a girl with this dude before. Then was he looking at my meat? You see what I'm saying? So now it's like, I'm not doing that shit no more. I don't know who fucking like guys
but
now.
But you've done it, is the point.
No, I have. That's what I said. I have done
okay,
it before. But when
I'm
I was younger, so that's what I'm saying. If y'all younger, y'all don't know. You know
well,
what
they were together for, excuse me, for 5 years. Mm-hmm. He looks fairly young in this picture. Not, I'll say like 30s. He's a DJ.
So
25. He's a DJ.
Okay.
From this picture, he doesn't look like a bad looking person. And to be honest, I think he just needs to go on and fuck the nigga with the nigga. I mean, with
fuck the nigga
fuck
with
the
bitch.
With the bitch with the nigga.
Nah, bro. If you could avoid, if you a certain age, like I said, you're in your 30s, stuff like that, you don't know who is who. If a guy, you call one of your dudes like, yo, you want to fuck this bitch with me? I mean, I'd be like,
oh, no, I would have to pick the guy if I was her. If I'm going to agree to take two dicks, I'm picking both of them. It's not going to be
I
got to
see what you on. If you looking at me like, yo, Wax, let's go fuck this bitch together. I'm like,
oh, so you got to pick the nigga. Hold on, Wax.
No, it's not that I got to pick the dude. Nigga? No, not I got to pick the dude. It's like, I'm asking you why you want me to come in there for you to be
I want
moaning.
You to come in there. That's why. That's what she
like,
wants
is this guy, is her pussy must be so trash that, bro, you're not going to moan. You're not going to be like, oh, shit.
What do you
not
mean
be,
trash?
Because if you fucking, like, the man ain't saying nothing at all. I don't want these niggas hearing me motherfucking moan and shit.
How you be moaning, Wax?
I don't know.
I do feel like guys be trying to keep their little grunts.
You got to.
Y'all be really OD trying to
we
keep
cannot
y'all.
We cannot let y'all
I mean, y'all let this
is.
Shit out a little bit, but, like, you can hear y'all fighting the shit back, and it's mad funny to us. But, like, y'all,
okay,
for the
y'all,
most
y'all
part, try not to.
Yeah,
y'all try not to.
Okay, so this next clip. From Bully and the Beast is when I had my boy and comedian Marcus Banks pull up to the show, and he talked about a time where he got his ass beat, man, but you know, he still stayed 10 toes down. I don't let him, I don't stop his grind, I don't stop his shine. So let's check it out. Banks not playing.
But we've seen a lot of people get their ass whooped and still talk shit.
They mental problems. Like, I should have got hit in the first place.
Like,
they fucked up.
Like, I've been jumped. I done did it all in this game. You know what I'm saying?
And the right person that gets you.
I'm glad not. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? Somebody
and I've been, like, we were talking about rappers. Like, I've been in brawls.
No. The right person going to break your fingers, break your fucking
what
shit.
What is he talking about?
Somebody
why?
Going, you
know
what
no,
saying?
Why would they do all
that?
No.
I'm just saying. If you come across the right person, if I'm like, if I really want this motherfucker to shit the fucking be stop, I ain't going to just smack him. Because he's going to come back from a smack.
Nah,
but
my
you
just come back from
shit.
Bullet shots.
Like, smack, spitting, mushing me, I gotta go the extra way. Like, it,
you coming
I
back. You have
I,
to
no, it's
back.
Happening back.
It's going right there. It's going
my
down.
My mom is a strict Jamaican. I can't even go home and tell her. Like, no, this is happening.
Not,
happening. Not happening. No.
People come back from anything. I thought about that with Dolph. Nah, like, I hate the Dolph situation. Mm-hmm. But after we know who they accused of doing 100 shots, he made a song. Called 100 shots.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers don't, like, you could beat motherfuckers up, shoot motherfuckers. Look
it.
At 50.
He got
shot how many times? And niggas still talking, fuck niggas that shot me. Like, niggas don't.
Yeah, but he moves a little bit more
now,
careful than
yes,
he was,
sure.
He had a bulletproof vest on.
But he was outside.
I get it.
Protecting your head, nigga. You got shot in your
I
face.
I think
right.
It's more if I take you. When I catch you in the bathroom or with your pants down, I call it. I'm just saying. When I catch you man to man.
Or when you out of bounds.
You know what I'm saying?
Out of bounds,
I think
like
you'd be
saying.
Like, you know what? You ain't get me. You could have tore my ass up. You could have really got. I ain't got no choice. But there's so certain ways that can skin a cat.
You are
comes
very
down.
Comfortable with yourself. Because the way you say things, I'll be like, hey, yo. But it's like, I know what you mean.
Not because
like,
he really
your ass up and all. I get what you mean.
Nah, he really
mean. No, I know what you mean.
No, he know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Anyone else would be like, yo.
No.
No. I get what you say. You're really a bully.
No, he's not.
She's the bully.
No, he means really tear that ass up. He has a song.
No.
You're not lying. Twerk.
No.
Twerk.
I know what you mean.
Okay. Twerk.
No, that's what I mean. Okay.
Twerk.
Don't do me like Ruckus.
Twerk.
Banks not playing. Man, shout out to Marcus Banks. We're going to keep it moving right along.
Because at the end of the day, man, if you ain't good, you know what I'm saying? You would never be good for that relationship. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and work on yourself. You know, go get the other bitch. I mean, I'm sorry, the other young lady. And, you know, see what you could do. And see if the other one come back, man. Live your life and see who's around. And that's literally what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing me. I'm growing. I'm doing everything I can. Whoever's end up right here, that's who will end up right there. But don't try. I'm never trying in a fucking relationship again. You know, your relationship doesn't need work. Fuck that. Not with me. Because if I want to see you, I want to see you. If I don't want to see you, I want to see you. So stop trying to work on everything so much. You know what I'm saying? If I want to see somebody, I want to see you. That person should want to see me. If they don't, boom. I think when I get married, you probably going to have two different houses. House right next door.
See, I think that's the best thing. Like that. I don't know. I don't want a marriage like that. And to be honest, everybody is starting to get on my nerves. I don't know, because it's really hard to like hear certain people's mentality and then think how you think and to still think that there's people that are good. You like when I listen to some of the things you say, it kind of makes me just be like, I don't even want to fuck with nobody. I just want to be by myself.
Lori, I'm different. I'm like a different Amber Virgo. Rose. No, my birthday is like, September 3rd. I know I'm different. I know that, guaranteed. I know I'm
That's
different.
That's my Nana's birthday, and she was an amazing woman.
I'm an amazing guy. Nah, it's just that I know myself, and it's like, you know, I don't know if I get bored fast, or I know some one thing might turn me off. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. If I still don't like you, like, oh, I'm going to the other house. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's what man cave is for, right?
I mean, yeah, because you completely always make it clear that you would continue to fuck other women.
No.
But I'm confused, because were you ever faithful? In a
yes, I was faithful. I was faithful in my last relationship.
Like how long? 3 months? Like, does that count? I'm just a little lost. Like,
I was. And you know, they say a man is only as faithful as his options. That's bullshit, because I had so many options and I just wasn't fucking these bitches. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you would only fuck some of them?
No. It's like, you make a head. You know what I'm saying?
So every nigga's fucking, right, Wack? On their girl.
If their girl not respecting and building this man pride.
Every man. Every nigga is fucking on their girl.
Every man I know. Every man I know.
Every single ass man.
Every single man I know.
Fucked on their girl.
Have fucked on their girl.
Yeah.
Is fucking on their girl. Or stop. He don't want. The way we fuck is like y'all periods.
So y'all fucked a different girl every month.
No. I'm just saying. We probably at the stage of.
This shit makes me
right
want to vomit. I promise.
A dude probably was so faithful. He probably at the stage here about to fuck a girl. He about to start fucking these bitches, or he in the stage of he already fucking bitches, or he at the stage of I ain't fucking these bitches no more. I'm gonna go chill with my shit.
But the crazy thing is, if we say this,
y'all hoes.
No. I'm not even talking about fucking and niggas. Oh. If we say this about men, we're man bashing and we're this and that.
Nope.
But I'm asking you flat out, and you're flat out telling me as a man, every single nigga you know fucks on their girl. That shit makes me want to throw up.
No.
And that shit makes me not want to trust no fucking body.
No, it's
not.
And
even though you think this in your mind sometimes, you try to have the benefit of the doubt for certain niggas and you be like, he's not like that, so he's not going to do that. And then you talk to Wax and Wax is like, that nigga did that. So I know that nigga too, and he did that shit.
But listen, put like this. How did a nigga come out on me?
And not saying I'm dumb, because I know what's up. I've been around niggas my whole life.
And I've been around bitches. At the end of the day, it's like, yo, these bitches
these
out
bitches
here
ain't fucking.
Yo,
unless not my homegirl.
You know why they not? Because they either on their period, they just got off their period, or about to be on their shit.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Let her have a good night and she chilling, her and a nigga vibing. And that pussy start thumping, that shit is worse than a nigga. You know what I'm saying? When I get hard, I don't think.
When
that pussy start going.
Including myself. Fuck no. If period. I fuck with you. And I fuck with you, and I'm saying I'm not fucking with nobody else. I'm not fucking with nobody. Can I? Have I done that before? Yeah. But then I also, with me, I got my feelings hurt before, and I'm like, nah, you feel like this. You can't make nobody feel like this, right?
Yeah.
So then
you do
it, but then when your feelings get hurt, you do get, like what they say, hurt people, yeah. But I will hurt that hurt people. I will hurt that hurt people if that motherfucker said, you know what I'm trying to say? Nigga, I hurt your ass. You got me fucked up. Like, that's not an excuse. That's some coward ass shit.
I'm a coward.
And to me, that's something you would say, exactly. Like, hurt people. No, you're stupid.
No. Listen, if I catch you cheating on me, I'd be like, go ahead, do your thing, because I already got
you. But that's
hurt.
Not what hurt people mean. That'd be like somebody come into a relationship where they was already hurt, so they gonna hurt the next motherfucker.
Nah, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? I try to go into every relationship as, you know, you're my spades partner. You know what I'm saying? Unless you start reneging.
You
just
say you gotta win. So I don't know how you do that, because now you're trying to outbeat your partner.
No. I'm going to let all men, all my dudes, again, they always let their woman win, because they know they out there fucking other bitches. So whatever their wife say, whatever she do, whatever she want the way the house to be and everything, this is yours. I want to take care of you because you
allow
me. Because
they fucking other bitches.
Because you allow me. But every time when I see two people arguing all the time, then they can't get no other pussy. I say that all the time. They always argue and they always together and they always fighting and they always got turmoil in their relationship. That nigga ain't getting no other pussy. That's all it is. When that girl's all happy, she got bags and she going out to trips and she doing all that type of shit, this nigga got some side shit over there.
Yeah, man, he trying to keep you around just because of that.
Yes. It's only right. If she allowed me to go ahead and still do my thing and get this money and respect me.
Despicable.
It's only right.
I don't know. I do know a couple niggas that don't fuck on their girl, though.
Me
too.
They
don't got no reason to lie to me, because fuck do I care?
And that's kind of scary, because all the dudes that I know that ain't fucking on that girl is fucking a dude.
Who the fuck are you hanging out with?
You know what I'm saying?
Who are these friends?
Turk, is these people that just coming out, yo, it was this dude, he a cop now. I mean, he from that hood. And I know we smashing bitches together and everything. I just found out this nigga got married to a man.
Okay, let's get back to the topic.
get right into Neek Bucks, man. Talking about how there's a difference between liking someone and loving someone, and how he's taking a break from sex. Allegedly, you know. How, Sway?
It takes a lot for me to like you, though. Like you is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you or love you is crazy.
Okay, but hold up. Fuck you, but not like you.
Y'all do that to us?
What do you mean?
Y'all could do that. Y'all could fuck us and not like us.
Yeah, girls could do that shit.
I just want to get my rocks off. You know?
I mean, certain people, it depends on what your situation is, but like, I don't, my shit don't move unless I like you. Like, I can't fuck with somebody I don't like. That shit don't work right.
Yeah. I mean, you ever had a situation where it's like you always wanted to do it? And like when you probably was younger, like, damn, when I get older, like, whoa, I'm gonna fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then you get that age and then he probably not the same, but you just do it just cause you always want to.
Yeah, but then
a
you
lot
still
of that
like
shit
him.
Happen. No, nope. You don't. It'd be like, what the fuck I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
okay, I get what you're saying. It's still not as fun. I feel like you like the person. It's way fucking better. The other shit a waste of time.
Now, I wanted to fuck my teacher, and then when I got older, she just ain't look the same.
Yeah.
She was probably whack then.
Yeah, much older.
She was probably whack before, but she was just fucking
I was in first grade. I was in first grade that I got in college. I'm like, oh, nah.
First grade. Man, you was a little horny nigga.
Ew,
now I was getting molested since I was like 4 to 9. You know what I'm saying? So
like,
that shit
you
like,
serious, though?
No, I'll just say.
That's serious.
I got a bunch of sisters and all their friends. Like, they always, like, I was like the guinea pig and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's sad as shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, damn. Wow. But,
that's why he. I, know
I mean,
he
don't feel sorry for
mood.
Me. I promise
no,
you, I'm okay.
Nah,
because
that's crazy, though.
You know what it helped me do? Like you said, I don't really give a fuck. Pussy would never do it for me.
Right.
Like, just because you got good pussy, I'm never going to be pussy whipped. Good pussy is never going to do it to me.
Yeah.
You got to have so much more to get me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to know how to cook and wash clothes.
It's funny you say that, because I saw, because that's all that matters.
I saw that
interview with Lil Yachty where he said, like, sex doesn't move him. Sex is not important to him. He doesn't have to have it.
It's
how long
cake.
Did you go without having sex, or have you gone without having sex?
Shit. As long as I want. Like, as long as I want.
What does that mean?
If I ain't pursuing it, it's like, I don't know. I be on and off with that shit. Like, 1 minute, I'm probably horny super and want to go days.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I turn it off, like, man, I ain't even on that right now.
Like, have you ever taken a break from sex?
Hell yeah. I think I'm on a break right now.
Are you? Is this a forced break?
He did one more again. I'm just
working right now. I got a project coming out next month. So
that's the focus.
You got to cut that shit off real quick. I can't be chasing pussy and shit.
Nah, definitely a different drug.
That's an hour out of my day.
But you're not in a relationship? I thought you were in a relationship.
Nah, I'm not in a relationship.
But you were?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, let's take a second from the Bully and the Beast podcast and talk about Rocket Money. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been wrong as hell. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I've been wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills. I know we all can use this. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a simple tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service, which is my least favorite thing to do, and they'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate your lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year. That's over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. I know that can help you. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bully, B-U-L-L-Y. That's rocketmoney.com/B-U-L-L-Y. rocketmoney.com/bully. Now, back to the Bully and the Beast podcast. You just found out what, Wax?
That if you play basketball, you're a basketball player. Okay. Like, whatever you do, you are.
So I'm saying, I literally eat food and drink, and people are, like, so excited when they see me.
I do what everybody else does.
I literally was with, I don't know if y'all listen to Spanish music, but yes. Alexis Ufido, opened up for them, right?
Dope. Yeah.
And by opening them up, I'm like, because I don't do music like that, even though we got some projects going on. Bless. Shout out Amadeus. Shout out Ryan Vandal. Shout out the boys. Angelo Knows. But they're like, I'm like, you want me to open up for them? Like, yeah, I don't got no tracks yet. But they're like, do the thing that you do. I'm like, what are you talking about? They give me a bottle of Grey Goose. And they're like, do the thing that you do. So they want me to go up there and just pour alcohol into women's mouths. And that was opening up for them.
That's great.
Wow.
But people get so excited. Like, there's this one girl, I didn't give it to her. She looked too young. She started crying.
What?
I was like, oh my God.
So if you out there and you next to your girl and a dude come over and start pouring liquor in your girl mouth, what are you doing?
That's not my girl.
That's a fact.
That ain't my shorty.
That's not my girl.
You call me insecure,
secure,
motherfucker. I'm that cure.
It's funny y'all say that because there was a viral clip that where the guy was chefing and he was feeding her off of the fork and the guy was sitting next to her, the boyfriend, and she went to go get the food and he tried to come in with the mouth too right behind it. And she was like, whoa, like she backed up real quick.
This is the fuck you get for playing around with this wolf.
No, he was the chef. And the boyfriend just sat there laughing like, ha ha.
He liked the guy, he liked the chef too, that's why.
Yeah, because I think I would have punched, if it was a damn girl doing that, I think I would have had to punch that bitch in her fucking
mouth. So are you insecure?
No, that's not insecure, that's disrespectful.
That's what we call it.
You just had to put your mouth on my fucking, my boyfriend. In my face?
I saw St. L'Oreal, you know, with the Taki spot where they go like this with the thing and squeeze it. So you and your boyfriend together, right?
What's that?
The Taki spot.
I don't know what that
Taki is. Haki Taki? I've never been there. The food space, Haki Taki.
The one where you squeeze food and comes out?
No, you squeeze the thing and the dudes, they be opening their mouth and you get to squirt it into the hibachi.
Oh, hibachi.
Yeah, yeah. And,
he said hockey talky. I'm like thinking,
I'm like hockey talky.
So y'all two together, right? And then the person come and then he opened his mouth and he's pouring it. What
the
are you
sake.
Doing?
That's not my boyfriend.
That's not your boyfriend.
That's not my nigga.
If I'm there with my boys.
My nigga would slap that nigga before he opened his mouth.
What the fuck are you doing, bro? If one of my boys doing that, I'd be like, yo, bro, you know what that is? That's his meat. Listen to your fucking mouth. That's squirting in your mouth at the end of the day. That's just what it's showing. So if you over here open your mouth like, ah, give it to me, you dumb motherfucker.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like if somebody like gave you a compliment, like a chef or something, while he was cooking and said something fresh to you, I think you would laugh and you wouldn't try to fight him or nothing.
Woo! We're almost there, man. We're halfway done. My stomach is growling. Stomach is growling right now. I'm having a good time enjoying these clips, though, man, watching these back. These are hilarious. My next clip is when we had Rocky on the show. Rocky Thunder! Boom! And, she was talking about life behind the scenes on Love & Hip Hop and being around Joe Budden and actually hanging out with and being Floyd Mayweather's assistant. So check it out.
What's up with you and Joe Budden? Just in case y'all don't know, like me and Rocky was on Love & Hip Hop together.
We were.
Okay.
One of the realest. And I say one of the realest because there wasn't really many real characters. Yeah, super crickets.
We didn't like anyone down. The same. Like, whoever you don't like, I really don't like either.
Period.
Yeah, and still, to this day, I still don't like these motherfuckers.
To this day. I don't even like being affiliated.
Me neither. And that's my quote. And like, I look at you, like me and you are probably like one of the only people that I kept a relationship with. Everybody else that I just looked at was just faking for the show.
It's funny how it works. It's like the realest ones are the ones that have a problem with the show. Everybody else was just a messy
mother. They're like, what do you mean? It was great.
It's the best thing ever.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. I feel like I understood the Cardi B situation because she played it how she was supposed to play,
But she had a blueprint already and she came in with a team.
So when we came in, it was a lot of swindling going on. Like, listen, this is not what we want for the next season. Because we came as the second coming, right? Because it was Chrissy, Emily, and them. And then we were the second coming. But they were fighting the shit. Kimbella, and they were like, yo, we don't want that. Like, we really want. And then, like, day one, we was fighting the shit. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
The crazy is that they say they didn't want that. But, you know, when we behind the scenes, the production, like, do this, do that. And
remember when they had me signing different papers saying I was in a...
I'm surprised you didn't fight.
Well, I had different papers that said, first of all, I couldn't even have nobody within. It was something crazy, like 100 feet of the filming
in the
cameras.
City. Right.
In the city.
We filming in Manhattan.
My niggas is with their whole family and shit.
Right,
and it's
right.
just
they
me by myself. Yeah,
serious.
It was mad because one of the people that was on the cast, I tried to say that I was in a gang. So that's what it
gang,
was.
Gang.
Yeah, she said I was in a gang, so they were scared and didn't want.
That was probably the worst experience of my life.
Yours and mine both. I say it every time. I say it every time. It gave me a whole different outlook on so many different things.
Jeez. Especially for my situation, like me, Tahiri, and Joe, we came in together knowing what the storyline was going to be. And
you thought you knew what it was going
to
be.
We thought. Well, what I really thought was I knew him and I knew her. I didn't know that once that red light on that camera comes on, people
you don't know nobody.
The hell up.
Oh, you don't know.
And they
nobody.
Had that. It was like the Hunger Games. There was alliances, and before you know it, like oh shit, I'm the eyeball.
I'm the only motherfucker that didn't discuss this scene.
And because I'm real deal. Like, they'd be like, line up with her. She got your back. I'm like, but I don't like this bitch. I don't know nothing about her,
that's
so I'm on
fact.
My own. So it's the worst.
And they push you because they push you to fuck with who they want you to fuck with, how they want the story to go.
And it'd be somebody who you would never in real life ever, ever, ever fuck with.
I knew almost every single person that was on that show before we started filming except Rocky, and she's the only one I still speak to.
yep. And I didn't know anybody.
I knew all of them, and I didn't fuck with none of them, really.
Right.
Like, it was weird because the only one I did kind of fuck with end up being the one I don't fuck with the most, and that's, I don't know what the fuck. But it was, again, like, you saw the utilization of being like, well, I could twist this into that.
Yeah.
Like, even realistically, when that girl put me in that book that sold, like, 3 copies and shit.
Oh, that one. That one.
Which I seen her the other day,
the
and
earth.
She wouldn't even
Shut
look
up,
my way.
Still
yeah.
Alive?
Yeah, I was,
fuck.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, so.
What's so crazy is, though, it's been 10 years.
11
almost if we count how long we were filming. Because people don't even.
Yeah.
And still, people are still attached to these storylines. I'm like,
they
even
bring
if,
it up all the time. The light skins are right skin. All the time.
Even if the storylines were real, which 90% of them, they're not. Right.
Do you know why they bring it up though, Rocky? Because they're fucking available on Tubi. And let me explain something to you. When we signed these contracts, there was no streaming services. So I think that everybody that has a reality show contract from before, we need to all sit down and it's giving class action. Yeah. You know, because
somebody just did something like that.
I've tried a few times now.
Because I don't understand.
Because it ruins my life. Every time a marathon comes up and it's like a new batch of people watching it for the first time, I'm back to being that person.
You know they call
me. From 10, 11. Oh, I got the
call. They tried to get me to come. Okay, so they let me tell you, they ran down on me. They called me. They emailed me. They harassed me.
Yeah.
And the answer was no every time. Never. I said, that doesn't align with my brand.
Never.
Anymore. But so, yeah, I was saying that, like, the girl that wrote the book, never did she have anything about me initially in the book.
Mm-hmm.
She added that in because she was going to get a scene. Remember, she only did like 3-4 episodes.
Right.
So in order for her to get more episodes, they wrote
because
a fake
Because what people don't realize is in order to get paid on Love & Hip Hop, you
gotta
sign your contract.
Episode.
You have to appear on each episode, which, by the way, I was the only person to this day to
you
be
on
all
everyone?
15.
Yeah.
But I was getting kicked. Like a goddamn rabbit dog.
Nah, remember they suspended me from filming.
Yeah.
When we caught her outside of filming.
But I was like, I'm going to get every single one of these goddamn checks. I just didn't realize I didn't realize how much of an impression it was going to leave. Like, y'all really believe this shit? Mm. But it's crazy. Like, the ones that, those that could see through the smoke and mirrors, the ones that really matter. Like, I got some major, major, major deals. And I've been brought into production. You know, like film studios.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why me? Like, I'm just coming off Love & Hip Hop. They're like, we can see through the smoke and mirrors. We know what production does.
Peace,
like, you're
peace.
Ill. You stood on your own against an entire cast. Like, we need
it
you.
It was pretty bad.
The first deal I got, I was actually the liberal in a political show with Al Sharpton, Kadar Massenberg. And I was like, how did y'all put me in this? Like, how did I go from Love & Hip Hop to the NAACP in a political show? But that's just how, you know.
But it worked out way.
It's been working out. It's 10 years down. I got people that are like, oh, you know, we never seen her like hosting the parties and she don't be at the. No, because I traveled to 47 countries.
Ooh.
Like, I've been living.
I know that. I'm looking for my belt. I hate that. I don't be having my belt no more. I know.
Like, there's only 47 countries?
Yes.
That's
like, I've been out of the country and needed a whole new passport while I was gone because there was no more room.
Mm. I know, like, that's right.
Yeah.
So did Floyd expedite the passport?
Floyd is an amazing person when it comes to, you know, being generous and giving people experiences. And I know people have their ideas of who he is and but there's Jeez. One thing I will forever be grateful. I went to places that I would never, I don't care how rich I am, I would never say, oh, I'm gonna go to Schlossenberg, Germany.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been to places that were never on my list of places to go. So I'll always be grateful for that. But also going private too is an amazing
It's
thing.
A total different experience.
Yeah.
So do y'all still hang out with him? Or?
Not hang out per se. Right now he's in the middle of his Sims.
Yeah.
And he's growing and he's evolving. He and I, actually, my birthday's on Friday. We share the same exact birthday.
No way.
Yeah. So actually,
is
the last
Christmas?
February 24th.
Oh.
The last.
Did he just say Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas
he's stuck in the time, but it's okay. It happens. So while I was working with Floyd, the last, 8 years? Eight birthdays, my birthday was completely canceled because I was part of like his planning committee and it all
That's
becomes
a whole birthday
all about,
now.
Yeah. It's all about, I'm like, y'all don't got to give me no birthday cake, no nothing. But I know that, you know, it's going to
be
extended.
Be
the niceties and generosity.
Shit, that would be my damn birthday.
Especially if you have the same birthday.
Yeah. I live an amazing last decade, honestly.
That's
like,
fire.
I went underground. I didn't feel like the public deserved me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so my dream as a child was always to be like the biggest on radio. Radio was always my shit. And so it was Wendy Williams and Angie Martinez. And I'm like, I want to be there when I grow up. And then I did Love & Hip Hop and I got a taste of how nasty the public could be and for no reason. And I was like, hold on, I don't deserve that. So instead of me fighting in that uphill battle, I was just like, you know what, I'm going to do something else. And I'm talented in many different ways. So I just worked all my talents to the best of my ability. And when I tell you I've come up, I haven't missed a meal.
Praise
you know, yeah. I'm perked up. I got perks. Nowadays,
perks.
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 Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks. Perks.
We'll never take a check.
Now, I don't know how, for this next clip, I don't know how L'Oreal and Wax managed to get to this episode, man, because I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen. I thought Wax was going to swing on niggas. Okay? This is from when my boy Kwame Says joined the episode, man. The blind dude. You know? And they just came and talk about how he can't see nothing. So instead of filming bitches when he's having sex with them, he just voice records them. Because his ears, the senses, you know, you can't see the ears, the eyes. Well, something's going to take over. Man, watch this one.
Yeah, I probably eat ass.
Yeah,
I put your taste.
So you into that?
Do
you like
ass.
Girls to pee on you?
Nah, hell no.
So you never got
squirted
on?
Well, yeah.
You like, eating a girl out, she started squirting, and you was like,
I knew that girl squirting in out while that girl started having sex with him. Yeah. And, yeah. But
it wasn't Tamika.
And I ate a bitch ass. You said, what, baby?
It wasn't Tamika because you couldn't reach the back wall there.
No, I made a skirt like, wait, I didn't say the name of Tamika. I said rhyme with a T and rhyme, it started with a T and rhyme with Mika.
Yeah.
It could be Tashika. So,
or it could be Tamika.
Or Tamika.
We ain't saying.
Tamika.
But no, I made a skirt like twice. I made her come the best thing on any other nigga.
She lied.
But then you tasted it.
The pussy don't lie. Bitches lie, niggas lie. The pussy don't, baby.
No, pussy yeah, definitely lie. For sure.
Pussy's lie.
Pussy lie.
That shit is squirting and shaking. It don't lie. I'm a bro. Sexologist.
That might have been pissed.
No.
Well, whatever it was, how I did it while we was fucking, you go, and shaking.
As long as I get
money. Your nervous system, you can't make your shit shake. You can't make a shit do a fake seizure.
You can.
The pussy is shaking.
It's contracting.
Listen, I used to tell one of my girls to fake because she was getting money from this dude. I said, the more you shake and more you bullshit, the more money he gonna give you.
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you, I'm my senses is heightened.
Bless.
I'm a massage therapist.
Okay.
So we.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah, I got a associate degree. So dope. We taught to read the body, and I can't see a bitch. Not the girl I got now. She don't even make noise when she fuck.
Peace.
So, but my senses is heightened, so I could tell certain movement, certain faint moans that I know I'm hitting the spot. Pussy clenching.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's not.
So you know, like, nobody else ever did that before.
Did what?
Made her crumb like that before.
Probably, yeah. I don't know the other niggas she fucked.
Because you said that nobody never made her do that before.
Oh, you talking about the other girl who rhymed with
Tamika.
Yeah. So nah. No. She had orgasms before. Yeah. But she didn't. I did my thing. Like I did
respect.
It more back to back, back to back to back to back, back to back.
Was you drinking when you was doing
nah,
that?
Nah, I mean, I like to have sober sex because I don't like to be numb. I want to feel the most everything.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you're not having sex tonight.
Nah, the girl I got with me now, I mean, I'm not really horny, so I'm good. I just nutted in her ass like 2 days ago. And see, you can't make your ass get wet when you fucking in the ass. You can't make it do that. It does it on its own.
Okay.
So I fucked in her ass and it was getting wet, nutted deep. I mean, I ain't nutted deep. I nutted in her ass.
Okay.
And then I ate a pussy.
Is this the one that doesn't scream during sex that doesn't
make noise?
She
make noise while, like, it's faint. You got it, because she might be a shyer. Somebody has shy. So you got to really, like, you know what I mean? You got to really, like, pick up.
You use the same one that you used on Tamika?
Nah, I don't do that. Uh-huh. I have respect for her.
Not Tamika. Not Tamika.
Yeah,
Tamika.
I respect.
Tamika with an M.
I respect. I have respect for people that I deal with, so I'm gonna use the same toy in a pussy.
It's just like
energy respect shit.
So, but you never asked her why she's not making noise during sex?
Yeah, I said I asked her that 2 days ago.
I said, why you don't make noise when I'm eating it, Brusty? Like,
and what'd she say?
I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe she,
did she sound like that?
Yeah, I want to know what she has to say.
I call her right now. Ask her.
Yes. She's probably going to say she thought you was deaf and not blind.
Let's see what she say. What she say? Right now.
She sound like something wrong.
You're not going to hear me
anyway.
You
showed
the wrong
one. Oh, yeah. Nah, there ain't nothing wrong with her, but she just.
How you know?
Oh, so after what the after?
You ever fuck with someone like that, Wax?
That what? I had a blind girl
and
before.
That
yeah, had the best pussy ever. Blind
no, that's
girls,
not what I was gonna ask.
Go ahead, let me hear it.
That she ain't make no noise during sex.
Yes, I did.
I had mad girls that did that. They ain't
I had girls that
nothing
never
at all?
Said nothing. And I don't care how good the pussy is it does nothing for me.
So you, but you don't listen. But that's. See, but if,
no
if you,
noise at all is
but
crazy.
See, if you were sex, if you were
was
sex,
she unconscious? Like,
no. Nah, she was there. She was just there. I mean, you got a couple.
Yeah,
that's
like
noise.
Yeah, but I'm
no,
used to what I'm used moaning. To is like moaning and you know
encouragement.
Actually, yeah, getting back into it.
Do you like
each other.
Encouragement or Yo. Do you like the quiet?
I love the encouragement.
Let me. Because we at the thing now. So why you don't, we not saying, but why you don't make noise while you have sex?
I'm just a quiet person when I have sex. I'm not dramatic. Like,
so what, are you shy to make noise or what? Like, what?
Do it feel good?
I guess it's just about the focus. I don't know.
So you never made noise?
With nobody.
No, she moan, but she don't be doing it mad loud like that. So
damn, man, I don't know if you knocking it out the frame.
Yeah. Wait.
You
wait.
Gotta call for Jesus.
All right, wait. Wait, so do I have sex with you good?
Yeah, you do, but hold on.
Ah, no, she put you on hold. I ain't never put no good dick on hold. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
My nigga,
though, I don't put my nigga on. Yeah, you want to know who he talking about. And she going to want to know who the girl in the background.
Right. I'm going to be like, who the fuck is that bitch?
She talking while we talk about sex or about me?
No, she know I'm at a thing. At
peace.
Now I got audio recording when I fuck the other girl with the dildo.
Okay,
and she
so
moaning.
Did she know?
You want to hear that.
Did she know that you were recording her?
Yeah.
So,
but it's on voice memo.
But she knew.
Yeah.
So
let me hear this before. Let me hear this faking.
Right,
I want to hear all this.
I don't think I named it though. But hold on.
Oh shit!
You be killing
Whose
me with just looking
was
at this shit
to do the voice recording and
no,
not-
my idea because I wanted to see the difference when I fucked it with my real dick and the dildo and I was going to see the sounds. And see if it
okay.
Because I think that's weird a little bit, the voice recording thing.
Why? I mean,
you do that too?
No, I don't do it, but nothing wrong with it.
Why are you sweeping this man up for?
I know.
There's nothing wrong with that. I've been fucking for years and doing a lot of videos and stuff. I never thought it was just the voice record.
That, me either. And that shit happened to me before.
I do the video.
No,
yeah,
I do the video,
but I just.
But he can't see, so what's the point? It's like, he can't see.
So you know what his deal is? It's way more than us. Okay.
I think my voice too distinct for a motherfucking voice
nah,
note,
nah,
nigga.
Nah. When you going, you can't, you ain't gonna know what it is.
Like, he'll be walking around, and it's like, he'll be walking around, and like, he'll be like bumping the sex in his ear.
Nah.
I seen him walking, bro, what song you playing? He was like, I'm playing last Tuesday.
He's walking around drinking your piss, listening.
Now, this next one is very sensitive. You know what I mean? I ain't gotta say too much, but this is when we had Shauna Brooks on the episode, and we learned the difference between a transgender and a transsexual. Watch this.
No, I ain't really had too much questions. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I like to rock with the show. You know what I mean?
Me and Flamin is in a different category, though. You know what I mean? Talking about, like, girls like me. Like, have you seen, like, you know, you engage?
Yes, New York.
For real. Where are these girls be at?
They all go to Manhattan, they all walking down this motherfucker like it's nothing and fool the shit out of you.
Oh, that's what they doing.
Hell yeah.
Why do you say fool?
Because you would think that she's a woman and then you found out it's not. You know
she
what I'm
is
saying?
A woman.
She is, but.
Well, how did you find out?
I could tell. You know what I'm saying? I heard you talk over there. I already know. You know what I'm saying?
It's just certain things that you know.
Like my mannerisms.
No, it was just, you know, I heard you talk over there, so I was like, all right.
Was it like Barry Manilow?
No, it's just something where it was just like, say, soon you finish your sentence, you'd be like, right there.
Oh, it's the Because some people said it's my knees.
Nah, I didn't see the knees. I didn't look at the knees.
I didn't look at the knees,
but I was like, as soon as you, like when you talk that extra, like, not in the beginning.
So you say I need to have the voice surgery now.
Did you see at the end?
So I got to have the voice surgery.
You see how you finish at the end? Everything is all cool in the beginning. Then it's like, at the end, it's like. You see what I'm saying? That's real shit. I'm going to keep it 1 million. It's Bully and the Beast. We're going to keep it 1 million all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I felt when I heard it over there. I was like, I might probably be as trans. She ain't telling me nothing. Nobody told me shit. I'm keeping 1 million. Yeah. You know, anything's anything. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't understand what you mean.
How?
Shauna's voice is very feminine to me. Now, Caitlin, sorry. Yeah. Caitlin, on the other hand, see, Caitlin never changed.
She never changed.
Her voice.
Well, where did she change?
I don't even know. I can't even lie to you. I think she put a dress on. And what about Flame? Did Flame change anything?
See, but these are, all girls are not, you know, it's just.
Not the same. That's what I tried to explain.
That's what
to
I was
him.
Trying to
yeah.
Just yeah, tell I, that, you. You yeah, know, like, so, like it's a different level on,
all right, so
you know,
what's your level at from Flame?
First off, Flame is like, doesn't Flame have kids?
I think Flame might have a son or something
no,
like that.
No, oh, she wow. has kids. Like
oh, okay. multiple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, and then from what I remember, I think Flame got transitioned for work. Like, this was her work persona. That was what she was.
Like Madea.
Like, I feel like, wasn't RuPaul like that originally?
But
it was for entertainment.
Understandable, yeah. right? But this they're still, I mean. they take that stuff off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not taking anything off.
I didn't even know Flame take it off as well.
Well, here's my thing. She did have surgery for that permanently. Peace. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But just because she is under the community of the umbrella does not mean that she's a transsexual.
Yeah.
See, I'm a transsexual.
Talk woman. To me. Talk
you know what I mean?
Me.
So you have transgender, which is like just the regular umbrella term for all of the things in between.
And people putting on a dress like Kris Jenner.
See, you got to stop doing that because this is me and him had this
for real.
Yeah. When he, we were talking about two men that they had like a crush on each other. And he kept saying, yeah, and he kept saying, which one's the woman and which one's the man? And I'm like, Wax, no.
It doesn't work like that, though.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
That's what I'm asking. I'm literally asking questions. People think I'm trying to be funny. I really don't know. I'm thinking, all right, so one of them be like, I ain't sucking no dick, motherfucking. The other one be like, I ain't sucking dick, then y'all can't rock.
No, they do rock together. They just rock with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they be together and just fuck everybody else.
Because in their mind, it's all a perverse psychological mental state for gay men. Well, you know, the community.
Peace.
You know what I mean? So it's all like, it comes from that mental of turning someone out or, oh, I like to turn tops, you mm-hmm. know, out or into bottoms or whatever, whatever, however it goes. That's all in the mindset though. Mm-hmm. But if you have like a regular two gay guy couple, like you, I would want to think that there are design, you know, roles,
yeah.
you know,
or yeah, one is, you know
or you
saying?
Can
but
tell
it's not
one
like
is
like woman or man. That's not the role he's
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah,
that, maybe
like
submissive
woman is more,
versus.
I can't say one is more feminine than the other one
because it's not always about feminine. Or,
but you, then you have the feminine ones who are actually, you know, like the tops.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Just like now, we have a lot of transgenders who are like beautiful girls who are tops. You know, because that's what
so
they...
So you got to smash these.
No, I'm a transsexual. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me.
Okay,
man.
So...
What's going on?
Okay, so, you know, like, back when I was a hoe, back in the day...
You are hilarious.
I used to be a... That's what makes you money, right? Because that's what they want. They seek you out for that. So you made more money. My little 5-foot ass was definitely climbing up on 6'6" niggas. You know what I mean? That's because that's where the money was at. Now, in my womanhood today, I'm not going, that contradicts and conflicts with my gender dysphoria, meaning when I look at myself in the mirror, I see a girl, I look down below, and if it's a big D's to your knees, then that's not going to work for me because I don't even want you to touch it. I don't even, unless it's survival sex, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people see transgenders on pornos. I mean, let's be clear. Number two on Pornhubs for years and years and years, that these girls are doing all of the things with their, you know, their sheeness.
Yeah, we almost done. We almost done, man. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. We're not quite done yet. We got a couple more clips, but this one coming up is has to do with me, man. They trying to convince me that I should be fucking my girl on her period. What type of shit is that, man? Watch this.
Okay, so Angelo, you've never done that.
No, the good thing is, my girl, when she gets her period, she gets like crazy cramps, so she's like immobile.
No, that's when you got to do it.
What?
That, she can't even move. No, that's when they have crazy cramps like that. When you have the sex with them, it releases.
Dad, don't tell her that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it'll save her life. And then you ain't got no choice. You got to get married to her. Nobody else going to do that shit.
Bought her a heat pass. She's good.
Nah. Listen, you got to do it slow. You got to do it slow. It's going to start releasing her, and them cramps going to start going away. The only thing is tension. It's like somebody pulling out a Charlie horse.
If that's really the thing, I'm going to have to buy her a thing.
I'm telling you real.
If that's the real
thing. You want to have her have a fucking another meat?
I'm not putting nothing in there when she's on her period. I can't.
So I was going to ask that.
You don't really love her though.
Yeah. What do you do, to pass the days when she's...
We were talking about it before we were recording. I have the VR and I go to the website.
And jerk off. Jerk
off. It's good. It's better than cheating.
So virtual reality is your thing.
I mean, I didn't get the VR for that specific reason, but
I wouldn't touch it if I was anybody that actually wanted to see it.
And it got to go on people with heads. Cum heads.
Ew.
Fuck. Your ear got cum on it. The fuck with this nigga. The fuck is wrong with your nasty ass?
This is crazy, yeah.
Okay, so you're never doing it. What if she begs you?
I mean, what's good with you?
We love her.
Yeah.
I love her. Listen, I love her enough to let her body heal.
No, listen.
Get that egg out your body.
If you in love with her, you'll drink her bath water.
I'll drink her bath water. I'm just not a fan of blood like that anyways. Like, I can't even put a Band-Aid on her.
You just saying, you saying,
okay,
like, that ain't yours.
No, come on, bro.
I'm trying to tell you,
blood.
If it's yours, that blood ain't shit.
I don't even like my own blood like that. Like, that is different, man. You'll see. You'll see.
That's yours, or you going to fall more in love with her? You'll see. You going
to maybe.
Whoa.
I don't think
she have a daughter with you or something like that. You going to fall in love with her. Oh, maybe. Lord. Maybe.
Just do it. Fuck it. YOLO.
Did you just fight?
No. I was just holding my breath. I'm going in.
It sounded like he farted.
That's what you going to fall in love with. You going to see both of them together. You'll be like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you're done.
And then he'll have period sex.
Until then.
Yo, he gonna have period sex then. Whatever she says.
Anals and all that.
Wait. Hold on. Okay, let's rewind. Yeah. What's going on? So wait, okay.
If you love her that much, you do anything with her.
Wait, Wax, really quickly. Have you had sex with somebody on their period that you didn't love?
How many women have you had sex on your period?
I mean, I got before. Just like any other guy got. The girl lied. And say, you know, it must be my last day or some dumbass
shit. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes that does happen. Like before, like one time I had no idea I was finna get my period and I got it.
Yeah, I knock it
that's
on all the
definitely
time.
Definitely happened to me.
They know they wrong.
So you definitely lie. Ain't knock it down.
Surprise coming. Thing. That's the last thing you will get before she say, fuck you. Yes, I wanted it. I was horny. That's around my horniest time. Before she say that to you, and yeah, that's doing an argument. But if she can throw that at you, oh, I didn't know. Or you know what? Oh, you knocked it on. You got Big Willy. Big Willy knocked it on.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Twig. I don't believe you knocked it on.
You know what I'm saying?
He's doing that.
He got two left legs. He's going to take it like he's knocking it on.
He can't even twerk.
Where you knocking it from? Where you knocking it from? Your back?
I got it. I learned from the VR.
Okay.
See? It comes in handy. All
right.
Which means you just learned because VR is like fairly new.
No, I had the original joint. But I'm gonna talk too fucking much.
So have you smashed the big one of them dolls?
No, I never. No, I've never.
Would you?
My girl would. She says it all the time. She'll kill me if she ever like caught me with a fleshlight or some shit. I think that's weird too. Well, I would try it. Fuck it.
That's what I'm saying. What are you talking about? How's it weird?
Your hand is better.
Hand is definitely not good.
Your hand touched mad shit, doorknobs, fucking car,
man hand.
You know what I'm saying? The fuck.
Nah, it's a man's hand. Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah, the fuck are you over here playing around with your meat with that shit? You touch everything all day.
Everything, yeah.
And that fleshlight is just sitting there, just chilling, minding her fucking business.
Her?
Yeah, definitely a girl.
Well, what are you talking about? What do you think his name is? Barry?
I think it's a piece of plastic. I don't think it's a girl or a guy.
You
got
to say her, though. You got to make sure you say her. If you always, somebody say, hey, give me Jonathan and his flashlight named Jonathan, you ain't going to look at him kind of crazy?
Fleshlisha. Fleshlight. Felicia, yeah, Felicia.
you better stop.
Let's get back to...
You're not allowed to be saying the other girl name.
Yeah, you heard. Well, if I had a flashlight, I wouldn't name it. I'd just use it.
Yeah, naming it is crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
You just did.
I was just saying how other guys are. I thought people are in this world, man.
Let's get back to the anal conversation because you kind of slid past that a little bit.
Don't hope
you
slide into it.
Yeah, no, there's no way I'm going past that. You slid. Yikes. So, you've never done anal before, Twerk?
No.
And, like, what's the fear? Is there a fear or?
Definitely a fear.
What? Liking it?
I just think it's unnecessary. If we don't need to do it, then we don't need to do it, you know? I'm grateful that, you know, I'm not, you know, having sleeping with a girl that has a loose pussy. So, it's like, I can't feel anything, you know? I feel like that's what people do that shit for. Like, I can't feel it's like a... Big ass white pussy. I don't gotta deal with that.
It's a dominance. I put in every hole.
Nah, see, I made her come out of every hole.
And, you know what I mean? Having more control. But you're not supposed to do that unless that's actually your wife.
Nah, I feel like I would hurt my girl if I did that. Poor baby.
Oh my God. Get out of here.
I don't know if we tried it or not. I remember maybe trying it. It wasn't working. And I don't have time to do it slow and breathe. And I'm good. Let's just fucking do it regular.
So never in life.
No, you gotta give more attention,
I'm
man.
Good.
More, yeah.
I'm very old fashioned. I mean, yeah.
So like, no, what do you mean by old fashioned? You don't have sex outside of the bedroom either. You don't try anything
that's
new.
That's not true. No, definitely definitely down to try shit new that's not disgusting. And like not normal. Like that anal's not normal. There's
you
no way.
You think that?
I don't think the way the muscles around the ass is supposed to. It's just not supposed to happen like that.
Why do you have a G-spot in your asshole?
Is that proven?
Yes. That's a medical. That's
supposed
medical
to be touched. That's like a reset button.
Yeah.
For a person, you know, have to have like a little pin for like a phone or some shit.
You let them get reset. We need to reset their motherfucking ass all the time.
Reset them.
Let the motherfuckers get reset.
Y'all the one that have the G-spot, not the woman.
Well, huh? She got another spot. How do you think she can call? She come for a reason. She got some type of spot.
You got something different there, though.
Nah, that's we enjoy when we taking the shit. When it come out the other way, it's okay. Like I enjoy taking the shit.
We know wax. We've heard.
Yeah, like grabbing it, all that.
We've heard.
I'm just saying, like certain things. Like I enjoy eating. I enjoy, you know what I'm saying, sleeping.
Eating what?
Food.
Okay, we'll get to that later on in the show.
Yeah, bugging. You know, anal, period, sex. I'm not with it. I'm a nice Christian man. Thank you very much. That's sodomy. And this final clip, man, this one had me rolling. You know, this is how you could turn something painful and something, embarrassing and humiliating into something funny. You know, Wax had to tell a girl that he was dating that he got another girl pregnant. And he had to tell the whole family. And, well, this is the story where he got a shower and curry sauce.
Curry.
I never really just went all the way out and did some outrageous, like got a bitch pregnant. Yes, I did.
I was about to say, I'm sure
yes,
that's
I
not
did.
True.
Yes,
I'm
I
like,
did.
I'm sure that's not true. Come
no,
on.
Because the first one that I did love, I actually got another girl pregnant and she didn't even break up with me. Her mom did. You know what I'm saying?
Her mom was like, I'm going to tell you this. Don't call here no
more,
baby.
Don't come back. You hurt our whole family. You're disgracing the whole family. And they thought I was playing at first. They're like, oh, come on, son, come sit down and, you know, eat. And I was like, yo, family, I got something to tell you. I was like, I don't know where I got the balls from, when I got them balls. I never.
Wait a minute. You told the whole family?
Because I was into it with the whole family. The whole family was it was a whole relationship. Me and the father was like this.
They snatched the chicken out this nigga hand. Like, fuck no.
Threw him out like Jazzy Jeff.
The grandma washed me when I was naked in the shower,
nah.
Bro.
God, word that's up. Too much and information.
I'm thinking, listen, and I'm thinking
that. Why did grandma see you naked? What age were you?
I'm thinking, oh, this was, oh, yes, I was honey. In Miami.
Wait,
you
know what?
I was in Miami. I was playing ball. But the family was so close-knitted and everything was like.
The grandmother washed you, did you say?
With curry.
With curry.
Yes, I was so sore coming from practice.
This nigga just say anything.
Yes, listen, I'm dead serious. Yo, listen.
They put voodoo on this nigga. He didn't even know.
So the mama and my shorty's at the door, and the grandma's like, "Big grandma, come in there. You sore, right? Grandma, come in." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in the shower. It's okay." She's like, no, she come in." So I hear the door open. I'm like, "Nah." I'm like, I'm okay." She's like, "Just pull him outside. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." Just I'm standing there, and the mom and the daughter just laughing, but she's like rubbing me like this with curry.
It's giving a grandma from the Nutty Professor.
So listen, so now yeah. I'm turning around like this, like
a rotisserie chicken.
Yes, like let her curry me all up. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, this is gonna make you feel better.
Curry chicken.
I slept so good that night.
Wow.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. Let's just move.
I forgot what I was.
That makes me want to take a regular shower right now, because that sounds kind of crazy. Anyways, man, it's been real, man. 2024 is gonna be great. You know, I believe in all y'all. All y'all, pick a goal, and I'll see y'all when it's almost 2025, and we're going to check back in and see where you're at with your goals, man. My goals, I'm going to try to make as close to $1 million as I can, okay? Try to make $1 million. You know, that's my thing. I'm going to try to hire staff to help me out, you know, cutting clips, whatever I got to do, especially for the Polymath Network, if you're not in tune. You know, I think that's a part of life. People are like, I don't got no New Year's resolutions or goals this year. I'm just gonna live life. I don't think that's the way to live, to be honest. You know, you gotta have something to look forward to. You know, I'm not saying you gotta be religious or anything, but you gotta have some type of motivation to achieve something in life. I feel like that's the point of life, to achieve shit all the time, man. Let's keep growing, man. I love y'all. Billion the Beast podcast, man. That's it, man. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't forget, man, the Polymath party is going to be next Monday. Next Monday, January 15th. I'm going to put the link in the description if you want RSVP. It's an open bar. Food's included. DJ Sus One's DJing. DJ Whatever. The official DJ of the New York Mets. And DJ Ryan Vandal, bro. So, you guys pull up, man. Hope to see y'all there. And, I'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all next week. I'm going to get everybody in the fucking building. L'Oreal, Wax, myself. And make sure y'all call in if I post for who's on drugs, all right? Because who the fuck's on drugs? Y'all. Peace.